This is still Charles Bukowski, side two of this tape. The lesbian dedicated to all of them. I was sitting on my couch one night, as per custom, in shorts and undershirt, drinking beer and not thinking too much, when there was a knock on the door. Woohoo! Woohoo! Now what the hell, I thought. What is it, I asked.
I got a slim one. I got a slim one for you.
A slim one? It sounded like a woman's voice. Wait a minute, I asked. I went into the bedroom, put on a ripped shirt and my dirty chino pants. Then I came out and opened the door. It was the lesbian from the place in back.
I brought a slim one for you, she said.
Oh, yeah? She was in a tight sweater and shorts. She turned in the moonlight.
See? I lost 20 pounds. You like it?
Come on in, I said. She sat in a chair across from me and crossed her legs.
Don't tell a landlady I came by, she said.
Don't worry, I said. Then she crossed her legs the other way. They had these big purple bruises all over them. I wondered who had put them there. She talked and asked questions and talked. Who was that woman who came by with a little girl? My little girl, was it my little girl? Yes, but they don't live here. My, that's nice. Her father supported her, she said. Her father was a nice man. Was that my painting on the wall? Yes, it was. And she knew something about art, she said. And did I have a girlfriend? What did I do when I wasn't sleeping? Then she stood up, walked over, and stuck her breasts into my face.
You don't want any, do you?
Uh-uh. She pointed over to a potty chair in the corner.
You still use that?
Ah, yes. It pinches my cheeks a bit, but it brings back memories.
Good night.
She ran to the door, opened it, slammed it. Good night, I said, and then finished my bottle of beer. Thinking, I wonder what's wrong with her tonight. Then there was a man with little tiny legs running back there. He had this long body and these little tiny legs began where an ordinary man's knees would be. And he ran along on these little tiny legs, packing baskets of food to the lesbian in back there. My, my, there's something wrong with that poor fellow, I thought. The landlord ran him out of there one morning at 5 a.m.
Hey, what the hell you doing up there? Get the hell out of here.
The landlord chased him up the driveway.
You're up there every morning at 3 a.m. I'm getting sick of it. Don't you ever sleep? What the hell's wrong with your legs?
I sleep. I work nights.
They came running past my window.
You work nights? What the hell's the matter with you? Why don't you get a job working days?
Little Legs just kept running. He made a quick turn around a hedge and was up the street. The landlord screamed after him.
You damn fool! Don't you know she's a dyke? What the hell you gonna do with a dyke?
There was no answer, of course. Then the fellow in the next court, a chap a bit on the subnormal side, inherited $20,000. Next thing I knew, I heard the lesbian's voice in there. The walls here are quite thin. God, she got down on her knees and scrubbed all the floors and kept running out the back door with the trash. He must have had a year's worth of trash in there. Each time she ran out the back door, the screen would go. Bam, bam, bam. When she came back in, the screen door would go bam, bam, bam. It must have happened 70 times in an hour and a half. She was showing him. My bedroom was next to theirs. At night, I'd hear him mount her. There wasn't much action, quite dead. Only one body in motion. Your guess. A few days later, the lesbian started to take over, coming in from the kitchen.
Oh, no, Buster. Get up, get up. You can't go to bed this time of day. I'm not going to make your bed twice.
Then a week later, it was over. I didn't hear her voice anymore. She was again in her place in back. I was standing on my porch one day thinking about it. Poor thing, why doesn't she get a girlfriend? Then I looked up and here came our Sappho down the driveway. It was too late to run into my place. I stood quietly trying to be part of the porch. She came by in her white shorts and neck bent like a vulture. And then she saw me and made this incredible sound. Yuck! Good morning, I said. Yuck! She went again. God damn, I thought, she thinks I'm a bird. I walked quickly into my place and closed the door and looked through the curtains. She was out there breathing heavily. Then she began to flail her arms up and down, going, yuck, yuck, yuck. She's gone nuts, I thought. Then slowly, slowly, she began to rise into the air. Oh, no, I thought. She was about 3 feet above the hedge, flailing the air, her breasts bouncing sadly, her giant legs kicking, looking for notches in the air. Then she rose higher and higher. She was above the apartment houses, rising into the Los Angeles smog. Then she was over Sunset Boulevard, high above the Crocker Citizens Bank. And then I saw another object come flying from the south. It seemed to be all body, with just these little short legs at the back. Then they flew toward each other. When I saw them embrace in midair, I turned away, walked into the kitchen, and pulled down all the shades. And waited for the end of the world. My head rang like a bell, and I began to weep.